This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, I think it's safe to say that this year's division winner in the NFC East will be the worst in the 50-year history of the storied competition between these teams. 50-year history. Well, CBSSports.com ranked the worst NFC East champions ever. Does anyone automatically come to mind out of y'all's memories amongst the Eagles, Washington, the Giants, and the Cowboys? Do any recent teams just jump out? There's a reason I did not send this to Choppy, just to see if it was, oh my gosh, I remember that team, and they were awful. Anyone jump out, or you want me to just start going down the list?
Weren't the Jim Zorn Redskins like 9-7 and just an awful team?
The Jim Zorn football team?
They were the Redskins then. You can call them that.
Okay. I don't think they ever were 9-7. They're not on here. There is a Washington football team on here second worst, but I don't think Jim Zorn ever had a record that good. Let's go 5-1. 2018 Dallas Cowboys, 10-6, plus 15 point differential. The division actually had two teams make the playoffs. Cowboys were the winner, and Washington finished 7-9 with a minus 78 point differential. The Eagles had a higher point differential than the Cowboys, but that was only in the positive because they beat Washington by 24 on the season's final day. Cowboys were at 3-4. This was the Amari Cooper season. They get Amari Cooper. They go on the 7-2 tear to clinch the division title. They actually finished the year 7-1. And I was at the stadium for this game. They beat the Seahawks. That's the game where everyone says they should have paid Dak right after that.
Yeah.
As soon as they beat Seattle, paid Dak, and then they lost to the Rams when L.A. ran over our entire defense.
And I was at that game, Sean. We had it all covered. They should have paid Dak when he was midair, about to land on his head, jumping over the into the end zone in that game. That's what they should have paid him.
The Cowboys won 8 straight one-score games, but were just 1-4 in the regular season against teams over 500. So this whole problem and issue about beating teams over 500, like last year's team, it carried on over to even 2018. So they were named the 5th worst NFC East division winning team of the last 50 years.
Okay.
Number 4, 1985 Dallas Cowboys. It was a 3-way tie for the division, and it was based on a better head-to-head record. This was the last squad to make the playoffs under Tom Landry. They got shut out by the Rams in the NFC divisional round, and they had Danny White, Tony Dorsett, mediocre defense. They gave up 44 points to the eventual champion Chicago Bears, and they gave up 50 to the Bengals. The 85 team, not the best team in the division in 85, but they beat everyone else down in the NFC East. That got them first place in the division. Number 3, go ahead.
No, it just seems to me that like the Cowboys usually do beat down the NFC East. Like they did under Jason, and they did it under Landry, and they did under all those coaches.
This next team y'all should have easily guessed. Last year's Eagles. 9-7, plus 31 point differential. They went 4-0 in their final four games, all against division opponents. their signature win against us, 17-9, week 16. Carson Wentz became the first quarterback in history to throw for 4,000. I want to say this again to everyone making fun of me for Carson Wentz, and I deserve it. I get it. But here's why I had my Carson Wentz is equal to Dak stance before the season. Carson became the first QB in history to throw for 4,000 yards without a wideout that had over 500 yards. He did not have a receiver finish over 500 yards, and he threw for 4,000 on the season. And, of course, he was hurt 9 snaps into the first playoff game. They couldn't score a touchdown against Seattle. Washington and the Giants were a combined 7-25. The Cowboys had a plus 117 point differential, but went 2-6 against teams over 500. So last year's Eagles, I should say the third best team to win the NFC East. Number two, 2015 Washington football team.
God, I forgot about this was the RG3 year, right? They went like, oh no, that was 2012.
Yeah, that was not RG3. RG3 way gone by then. They made the playoffs with a Week 16 win over an Eagles team that fired Chip Kelly 3 days later. So they beat the Eagles. Chip Kelly gone. The Cowboys, this is the year they lost Romo and finished 4-12. While the Giants were ending the Tom Coughlin era at 6-10. Man, this division has been embarrassing for a long time. And then Kirk Cousins, he was there with Washington. It was a Kirk Cousins Washington That's team, right. And they lost against Green Bay in the wild card round.
I am looking. Okay, so I'm looking at the records of the history of the NFC East, and this has been such a great division for so many years. I'm having a hard time finding anyone that would be worse. Anyone.
Then
this year.
Oh, no. It's not possible.
You can't.
This year will be number one. But here, and this is why I love this article so much, and I hope that my friends are listening on radio.com, these freaking meatballs I went to college with. The worst NFC East champion in the division's 50-year history at number one.
The 2011. They're not going to say 2011, are they?
The 2011 New York Giants, 9-7, a minus 6 point differential. Wait for it. They're the only team in NFC East history to win the division with a minus point differential, and they won the freaking Super Bowl. They won the Super Bowl. And despite that run, the regular season record and point differential shows they were the worst division champion in NFC East history. The defense gave up the 7th most points in the league. Their defense gave up the 5th most yards in the league. Now, what's the book on those Giants title teams, remember? What's the book on them and why they won their championships?
Yeah,
remember?
They had a great pass rush.
Yeah, D-line. It was the defense that carried them. It was the D-line and Eli in the clutch. They gave up an average of 38 points a game in 3 straight games. In the middle of a 4-game losing streak at midseason. 38. They got lit up in the middle of the year, and they were sitting at 6-6, rallying to beat the Cowboys twice in the final 4 weeks to win the East.
Yeah, they were 6-2 at one point in the year. And they lose at San Fran, home to Philly, and then they give up 49 in New Orleans, 38 to Green Bay, and 34 in a win over the Cowboys. Like, they just tanked. They torpedoed this football team. But then they rebounded, obviously, in the postseason. And obviously, Eli always, I don't say played great, but he played safe in the playoffs. He didn't make any mistakes. And basically, the defense just kind of carried him. But I don't know. I don't know that team is worse than last year's Eagles team.
I don't think so either. I don't think so. Now, that Giants team in the postseason straightened out their defense. They allowed 14 points a game. Eli threw 9 touchdown passes to just 1 pick in the postseason. And, of course, blah, 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 over the Patriots, da-da-da-da-da-da. Victor Cruz, a stupid little salsa dance. So there you go. The Giants fans, they ignore what they actually were that year, and they don't care. They were named the number one worst division winning team in the 50-year history of the NFC East. But I agree with you. That Eagles team last year was bad. I mean, last year was a joke of a division, and this year's team will blow anyone away. It won't even be a contest.
Yeah, I mean, the 2011 Giants aren't far from the top for me, but I think last year's Eagles, and then, of course, this year. This year is going to be disgraceful, and I hope they change it. I hope that the division winner, I hope they get rid of divisions. I'm not a fan of it. I understand you got to have it for scheduling purposes to make things fair. I get it. But I just hate that the division winner is guaranteed a home game.
Because all we've done is complain about the Patriots going up against the East, their division, and capitalizing on it. Like, can we really complain? When do we lose the argument of NFC East versus AFC East?
We're humans. We will never forfeit the right to complain when it's hypocritical.
Okay? It is hypocritical.
Yeah. No, you keep complaining. Yeah. You keep complaining. You do that complaining thing. We'll be fine.
Like, over the last 10 years, I don't know how you judge three teams because it's unfair. I mean, if you factor in the Patriots, but if you looked at the Dolphins, there's been no – I mean, look at the look at the stat of every year for the last, what, 10? It's been a different division winner. So it's hard to compare win-loss records of the four teams versus the four teams. I wish that we had one team that kind of controlled the East so we could compare Washington's record, yeah, the Eagles' record, our record versus Buffalo, Miami, and the Jets. But you can't do it because we don't have any team that controls the division at all, right, even for back-to-back seasons.
Not even for back-to-back. And I guess the thing with the AFC East is that, you know, you add two losses every year to all those teams because they play the Patriots.
Right.
So would those teams be 1-1?
Right.
If they played in another division, so would they be perceived as bad? I mean, every division, like the Buffalo has made the playoffs a couple times here in the last few years. The Jets made the playoffs a couple times. The AFC Championship game back-to-back years about a decade ago. The Dolphins haven't. The Dolphins have been bad. Now, they've had their one run with Tannehill and Gase that one year, but for the most part, they've been bad until recently.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.